Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by LaVon LeBlanc, Director of Administration with the Northeast Louisiana Chapter of the American Red Cross. LaVon, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for letting me be here.
Lots of things happening with the American Red Cross, and particularly during the summertime, different courses and classes that folks can get involved with. Some maybe as a refresher course and others to introduce themselves to different types of things. But of course, with in mind CPR and first aid, there is some training and some classes going on with that this summer.
There is. Every Wednesday throughout the year, we have CPR first aid classes. So folks that work in daycares or people who just have a child at home, have a person at home that they think might, you know, require that assistance, or just those that are very aware that you never know what may happen wherever you may be, can come in for those training classes. They're a day long and they get certified in how to do the CPR and a lot of first aid, good first aid safety training.
When you mentioned day long with the CPR class, it is a one-day class. What kind of hours are involved in
it? 9 to 4:30 is what we schedule. Mm-hmm. Most classes are over by about 3 in the afternoon, and that's with the lunch break. So not too terribly painful.
Not bad at all. And like you say, the payoff and being able to acquire that knowledge is something that will come in handy. With the instructor training, this is a week-long class, correct?
It is. This is the class that, the graduates from this class are able to actually teach the CPR, first aid, bloodborne pathogens, and AED trainings. Most of the people that come to that class come for their workplaces. There's a great awareness in our workplaces, especially in this community, and we're so proud of that they want someone on staff that can train their workers in CPR on a regular basis. So that's what this class is for. They come all week. One day is actually learning how to teach, because most of these people will probably be uncomfortable with the teaching part more so than with the content. So one whole day is spent just teaching techniques and how students learn and how to use the different resources that they'll have. And then, of course, they get their CPR first aid certification. For the next day and a half, they learn all the skills that they'll be teaching. Right. And then they have an opportunity to teach back to their class members. And we have real good, healthy conversations and critique with the teach backs. Everybody's in the same boat, so no one is critical. But from your peers, it's easy to hear the things that you did very, very well and things you might want to work on before you teach. So it's an interesting class.
Things like that going on. Is there a limit to how many can be involved in the classes?
Well, we do have a limit, because it's just at some point an instructor could not be assessing the skills properly of her students. So we do hold it down. We do have openings, though, in that instructor class that starts next Monday.
Right.
And there are still openings in that class. We could take several more people, actually, if, you know, we can put a co-instructor in there and handle a little bit bigger group.
Good. There is a fee involved with the class, so need to know that up front. And does that need to be taken care of in advance of the class?
Yes, we do ask not just the fee, but that there be pre-registration. We want to make sure we have plenty of supplies, and that if we need to add that co-instructor, that we make those arrangements. So we ask them to just call the office and pre-register, and they can do credit card payment over the phone if that's what suits them, or mail it in. We'll work with them on the payment of the fee so that they don't have to take off work to come in.
You mentioned someone having the skills of being able to perform CPR, mm-hmm. Specifically in the workplace, to where they can train other workers, co-workers. Is there a trend that is kind of becoming more towards having these kind of skills, employers to be able to afford
them? We have seen that there's probably been a trend. There's probably some national requirements in some of our workplaces that, mm-hmm. that has prompted some workplaces. But we're seeing just general small mom-pop operations actually sending people either to the instructor class, or they send their staff just close down for one day, or they divide their staff into two groups, and we'll send them to the classes that we have at our chapter on Wednesday. So great awareness. One thing I think that's helped a lot is the state requires this training for any in-home daycare workers. And so, you know, just as people have realized how important it is for grandma to come if she's going to keep grandchildren in the house, then just through conversations, other people are starting to say, I probably need those skills.
Right. LaVon, also babysitting training sessions that are going on.
Yes.
And this involves kind of focused towards teenagers, correct?
It is more towards the 10
it's
to 15.
It's summer and the jobs
it's
and things.
It's summer. Like. They have a ball. This is a great class. I love to teach this class. The young people keep you on your toes for sure. But this class, they also learn safety and first aid measures. They are not certified in CPR, but they do get some basis and they know how to handle an emergency situation. So some that come, especially the older ones, decide to come back to a regular Wednesday CPR class and go ahead and get that CPR certification on top of it. But when they finish that day, these classes run 9 to 3, and when they finish at 3 o'clock, they actually have a Red Cross babysitting certification card.
Right. So. Interesting to note, infant CPR, similar but not exactly the same
not
as it would
same.
Be for an adult.
Not the same at all, and it's different in children. So we have infant, child, and adult CPR skills, and it's important to know which to use, because some children at a certain size you would use adult CPR. So, you know, we learned that one of the basic things you have to learn that even the children in the babysitting class can know is when to do CPR at all, because sometimes it's not necessary. And so all those are taught throughout all these life-saving skill classes. But the babysitting class, they get a first aid kit, they get a portfolio, they get books, they really get a lot and come away with a lot of skills.
Well, Yvonne, to pre-register for these classes to get enrolled, phone number or a website someone can visit?
323-5141, and anybody that answers the phone can get you registered for any of our classes.
Well, this is the opportunity to take advantage of the CPR, the instructor training that is going on, as well as the babysitting classes. Of course, those classes June 8th, this 22nd, also July 15th and the 29th. LeBlanc, Director with the Administration with the Northeast Louisiana Chapter of the American Red Cross. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lania podcasts by visiting the listening room at KEDM.org.